Nora Roland Schmidt is our guest on WRCA. We're talking about business and entrepreneurship in the area and a really cool deal coming up for small businesses. Nora, good to have you on the air with us.
Oh, it's always good to be here. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about the upcoming clinic you have. That's on August 27th. What can you tell us about?
Well, so we are having another one of our small business clinics, and you know, these are fantastic day-long events. The event goes from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. This one is going to be in Viroqua at the Western Technical College. Doors open at 8 though, and we will have breakfast and, you know, some wonderful caffeinated beverages from a local cafe. So it's worth coming early to get set up if you like cold brew and delicious coffee. And then, you know, the event, just like we've had in the past, is a pretty fantastic, you know, choose your own adventure. You can come and stay for the day and enjoy all of the lecture style sessions as well as the one-on-one meetings. We are also going to have a lunch panel at noon of local businesses sharing their experiences, you know, the good, the bad, and everything in between, which is typically very powerful for folks as well. So, you know, no matter what you're looking to do, if you're just starting a business, if you're thinking about starting a business, if you're 4 or 5 years in and you're looking for a really interesting way to pivot or to incorporate new types of marketing, AI, whatever it may be, we've got a solution for it.
Yeah, and I think right now you said a lot there with AI and just a lot of questions that people have and how to utilize it and live with it, I guess, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, it just like when people were getting used to using email and, you know, online chat rooms. I mean, do you remember AOL when that first came out and like trying to figure out how to navigate, you know, as you were entering into these chat rooms and this whole new world of communicating and connecting with other people.
With my dial-up, so too.
Right. Oh, exactly. I can still hear the noise. You know, I'm giving away my age here, but I can hear all of that, like, in my head as a, you know, 14-year-old thinking I was so cool doing all that stuff. So, you know, it's an important technology to learn how to use. It's important to figure out different ways that you can make some of your day-to-day tasks a little bit less time-consuming. It helps you, you know, write difficult emails and make it, you know, have a better tone, something more professional. It also helps with things like e-newsletters and social media marketing and scheduling. So there can be some really, really good, useful ways to incorporate AI into your day-to-day.
I know there are a lot of food trucks popping up, and certainly a lot of people have gone into business in that direction, Nora.
Oh, absolutely. And what's so great about this clinic in Viroqua is that we're also going to have an entire track dedicated to food and farm-based businesses. So we will have experts there who will discuss food and farm financials specific to, you know, those sorts of businesses and the challenges that they may face. There are going to be sessions on folks who are taking advantage of the cottage food lawsuit and baking muffins and pastries and pies and other things out of their home. There's a really cool session about how to value some of the things that you're selling, because so often, many of us who have farm-based businesses and products, I personally sell honey and some other things out of our farm in Richland County here. And, you know, it's hard to know how to value these things. You want to make sure you're not undervaluing. You also want to make sure that people want to pay for the product that you have. So there's a session all about that. And then something that I think will be very meaningful to folks in Richland County, Vernon County, Crawford County, is how to vend at a farmer's market. It's not as easy as it looks. You don't just show up and just start, you know, doing your thing. There's a tremendous amount of planning and other things. And then there's also information about how to use point of sale systems at farmers markets. So I think folks will, you know, who have food trucks, food-based businesses, farm businesses will find this special track dedicated just to their needs really helpful.
A great way to network, Nora, because sometimes these businesses probably don't know each other. They're all working about the same time. Kind of good to pick each other's brains a little bit too, isn't it?
Right. Oh, exactly. You know, that's one of the best aspects of these events is that folks will really have the opportunity to network and engage with other people who are doing similar things or have similar questions. We often hear from people that they feel a little bit less alone in their process when they're meeting with other people who are going through similar things. And, you know, it's really nice to have that fellowship and just sense of community around being a business owner, because sometimes it can be relatively lonely day to day. So this is an opportunity for folks to connect and form some important relationships.
Probably for people of all areas and all avenues, and maybe you have an established business, and or if you're thinking about a business, this is a good thing for you to attend too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we always get folks who are just tossing around some ideas that want to get more information because they like to jump into things with a little bit more info before they get started. And then, you know, we also have folks that are even looking for information about how to pass their business along to a grandchild or somebody else in the community who's going to be interested in that business. So there's a succession planning element as well. And this year we're doing something very cool. We have some human resources experts for businesses who are going from that one or two employee to two or three, and what that means and how to be in compliance and how to do things like creating an employee manual for the first time. So there's a lot of really valuable tools that will be available free of charge at this clinic.
Yeah, I was going to say, the key word is free, isn't it?
Right. Well, you know, we have some pretty amazing partners. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has funded all of these events. And then we have amazing entities like Western Technical College willing to use, allow us to use their space for the entire day, which, you know, speaks to their support of entrepreneurs in the area. So, yeah, it's pretty incredible to be able to offer this at no cost so that there are no barriers for anybody who's interested in participating.
Do you need a pre-register?
Yes. So that is one of the things that's very important. And we have run into this before when we've had clinics in Richland Center and, you know, throughout the area in Viroqua as well. You do need to register ahead of time. You know, that way you're going to be able to select all these one-on-one sessions that you would like to go to. And in addition to that, it just gives us a better count for food and some other things. So folks can register online. The link to register is bit.ly/SBC, you know, as in Small Business Clinic, -Vernon. And so that is the way that they can register. We also have a Facebook event. The Southwest Wisconsin Small Business Development Center has a Facebook event up on our page. So there are multiple ways that folks can find the event and register ahead of time.
When they show up at the event on the 27th of August, then you kind of choose the path you want to go, what interests you or what best fits you. Is that how it works?
Well, so there will be some opportunities for folks to kind of bop into different sessions that day, but many folks will have already pre-registered for, you know, two or three lectures that they want to attend and, you know, three or four different one-on-one consultations with our experts. So, you know, it really is a choose your own adventure because folks can, you know, pop in for one session with an attorney if that's all they have time for that day, or, you know, attend just lecture style sessions if that's what they prefer. And, you know, what we've found is that most people find so much value in this one-stop shop for everything they need for their business that they do end up staying the day. And it's helpful too, you know, that as I mentioned before, we feed everyone and caffeinate everyone, and it's really good local food. So, you know, the food is not to be missed, and that's another bonus of all of this.
And where do you meet again? Where's the clinic located at?
So it's at Western Technical College, right on Main Street in Viroqua.
Very good. Anything else you want to add today, Nora?
You know, if anyone has any questions or, you know, they just want to make sure they understand what the event is about, don't hesitate to reach out. You can always give me a call at 608-262-2994. I just hope everybody joins us. The more the merrier. We usually get about 125 to 150 people at these events, and we continue to break records in this region, so I'm sure we can do it again this year.
Awesome. Coming up in Viroqua, August 27th, Nora Rowan-Schmidt, business consultant with Southwest Wisconsin Small Business, joining us for this portion of the morning show.